Let's begin by exploring how to identify a person's communication supports needs. There are three areas that we're going to address. Number one, practices that you can use to identify a person's communication support needs. Number two, tools that you can use. And number three, defining the role of an accompanying person and whether the individual wants that person to provide support and in what areas.